Hey there, are you sick and tired of feeling stuck? I know it's not a fun place to be because I've been there. And the good news is you don't have to stay there another minute. There's a way out, and I'm going to give it to you. You can get back in the driver's seat of life, stop all the self-sabotage, and get the clarity you need to move forward with ease. Does that sound like something that you need? If it does, I want you to run over to my website, virtually, obviously. Go to KarenFreeland.com/6-secrets. Again, that's KarenFreeland.com/6-secrets and get my 6 secrets to get unstuck. It's totally free and it will get you one step closer to living a life you love. Welcome to Rock Your Reinvention, the show for high-achieving career women who refuse to settle for mediocrity and aren't afraid to take bold action. This is a place where you can authentically show up, where every dream and goal can be validated and achieved. Hi, I'm your host, Karen Freeland, a certified life reinvention coach, speaker, and award-winning author. I'm here to give you the tips, tools, and strategies to help you shift your mindset, build your confidence, and take meaningful actions so you can rock your reinvention. Ready to go from stuck to thriving? Let's go. Hey, everybody. How are my favorite reinventors doing today? I'm so glad you're here with me again this week. I want to take a moment and just give a quick shout out to Mel C, who left an amazing 5-star review for this show. She said, "It's insightful and inspirational. Learned so much from the Culture of Burnout episode. The researchers interviewed offered such a useful perspective shift on how burnout is a systematic issue. Karen is an amazing interviewer. She's very easy to listen to and offers useful insights plus actionable tips. Excited to listen to more episodes." Thank you, Mel C. I appreciate you taking a moment to share your thoughts about the show and leave a 5-star review. And if you've enjoyed the show and haven't had a chance to leave one yet, I'd be so grateful if you took a moment to do that. And I'd love to read it on a future episode. All right. Today, we are talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart that I'm pretty excited about. And that is bringing fun back. Not sexy back, okay? If you want to bring sexy back, you go check out episode 19, okay? But today, we're all about bringing the fun back to our life. You know, it's so funny because I think a lot of us, we get to adulthood and we have this little mindset shift that happens. And somehow there's just simply no time for fun. We got to pay bills and we got our job and we're all serious and hi, we're performers and we're doing important things and blah, 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 blah. And we just get older and we get more and more serious. And I don't know about you, but that's not really been the secret to a happy, healthy, fulfilling life for me, actually. I have been my most fulfilled and my happiest when I am having fun, when I'm enjoying my work, when I get a chance to be silly with my husband after work, when I get to, you know, just do a fun podcast or an interview or whatever. And enjoy myself and have laughter in my life. Isn't that what we all want? I think we do. I know for a lot of years, I craved it. I just had no idea how to incorporate fun when I was so miserable in my job. It was like I couldn't separate the Karen by day with the Karen by night. It just all started to blend in together and all the joy got sucked out even when I wasn't at work. So if you find yourself in that position, you're not alone. There's a way to turn it around. I did it. Many of my clients are doing it or have done it. And it just takes a little bit of focus, some more intentional living, and being really thoughtful about how you bring fun back into your life. And this can look different for everybody, right? But I'm just going to kind of share the way I've thought about it, ways that I've looked to create fun, and maybe it'll be different for you. Maybe you'll find different ways, and that's okay, right? That's the beauty of this is different things work for different people. There's no right or wrong, and it's all based on your value system and what works for you. So there's a ton of freedom and flexibility in that, which I love, because if you're like me also, you know, you're not a huge fan of structure. It's probably one of the reasons I rebelled against the whole corporate world is because it just felt like I had to exist in this little box. And that just wasn't me at my core. I did it really well at playing the game and trying to fit into the box, but I never actually wanted to be in the box. Okay, so let's just look at some of the steps to finding fun in your life again. And one of the first things that I think is so important to call out is it has a lot to do with the people that you're around, right? Are you surrounding yourself with people who like to have fun or people who are serious all the time? People who are positive and enjoyable or people who are negative and energy sucks? We really have to start looking at who we're around and if they are serving us. Is this a valuable relationship that we want to continue to nurture? Is this helping you in some way, or is it hindering your happiness? So I remember right after I had left corporate and I was almost done with my first book, The Ins and Outs of My Vagina, a penetrating memoir, one of my good friends from high school, we were not actually that close in high school, but we were friends, but we became very good friends later on through my book and her podcast. So she was a sex coach, sex therapist, and she was doing this podcast called Real Talk with Nina. And she would just talk about all types of things sex related. And I was like, this is perfect. I'm writing a book about my vagina. Could I like come on the show and maybe do an episode with you? And I am not kidding you. I have never laughed so hard in my life as I did when I was doing those episodes with her. She would have to literally edit out about 5 minutes of me hysterically bawling laughing. I was crying. I was laughing so hard. And she was like, I just have to cut out these huge swaths of you exploding in laughter because I can't do that to my listeners. And I was like, I get it. I totally get it. But I could not stop laughing. And we had just had so much fun. And I forgot what it felt like to laugh like that. I forgot how good it felt to laugh to the point where you could not talk. Like sound wasn't coming out of my mouth because I was laughing so hard. And I want to do it right now. Like I almost want to laugh right now. Just even thinking about it, I can go back to that exact moment and feel myself there. I won't do that to you though. But that's the kind of joy and fun that we can have in our lives when we're surrounded by the right people. People who just love us for who we are. Anything goes, and you just get to authentically be yourself. The other thing that will help you have more fun in your life is if you stop planning for it or treating it like it's something completely separate. And this is probably a great place to share a client story because I was working with a client recently who just left corporate. Yay! So proud of her. If you're listening, you know who you are. Love you. And she was like, I want to have more fun in my life. And so I'd given her a journaling assignment. I'm like, great. For next time, I want you to go away and really think about what does this look like? Why are you struggling with having fun in your life? What would it feel like to have fun in your life again, right? And so she came back and she started sharing all these insights from journaling about whether she wanted fun in her life, what it would look like, everything that I asked her to do. And she, when I was listening, I was like, wait a second. I was like, you're making it sound like fun is something separate, like, okay, now I'm serious over here and I'm doing my to-do lists and now I'm going to do fun things. I'm like, wait, let's look for how you can integrate fun into the things you're already doing anyway. So you're going to cook dinner later tonight. How could you have fun cooking dinner? Could you and your husband throw on a little music and you stop and you do a little dance together? Could you, you know, cook together? Maybe you're flirting while you're cooking. Like what? That could be fun. It's not something separate. You're already cooking later. Like how do we make this part of your everyday, right? And maybe some of you, maybe you hate cooking. Like I hate cooking. I hate cooking. Right? I did not enjoy it, but my husband and I will cook together. And that's when I have fun cooking because we'll do that. We'll put music on, you know, he'll probably snap me with a towel once or whatever. And like, we're just being silly and goofing off and making dinner. Maybe for you, it's not cooking, right? Maybe that's not going to be your thing. That's totally fine. But what could you be doing What are you doing anyway that you could then just integrate? And maybe you don't know right now. Maybe you still are just in that place where you're like, I can't even fathom giving myself permission to have fun. And that's okay too. I mean, any of this stuff you can take and journal on, right? Like this podcast is so meant to be almost like workshop style. I want you to take these things away with you and implement them and try them out and explore them. So if you need to go home and journal and be like, okay, what am I already doing in my life? Make a big list and then just look at each one of those activities and how could I start having fun in it? Maybe your work is killing you, but you have three or four people that you work with that are just cool and you could all go to lunch one day and just laugh and blow off some steam, or you could do happy hour afterwards or whatever. Get creative. But the less you have to plan for fun, the easier it is to integrate it into what you're doing, and the more you'll be able to have fun in your life. Okay. The next thing I'll suggest are hobbies. So you can have so much fun engaging in hobbies that you enjoy. And I know already half of you are like, oh, I ain't got no time for a hobby, Karen. I get it. I didn't either. I was writing a book and working a full-time job and raising two kids and trying to maintain a marriage and a household and take care of our dog. Like, I get busy, okay? I understand busy. There's always time for hobbies. Here's the deal. Who's ready for some tough love? You know I love tough love. If you've read my book, Grab Life by the Dreams, you know I give you plenty of tough love in there. Tony Robbins, and I don't know if he's the original person who said this. I just heard him say it, so I attribute it to him, but I don't know where it comes from, but it's a great quote, and it is that you get what you tolerate. And so if you want to tolerate a life that has no hobbies because you tell yourself you don't have time, then that's what you'll get. You'll get a life full of chores and regret and a life that has no time for hobbies. If, however, you say, I'm not going to tolerate that, I'm going to find a way, come hell or high water, to make sure that I have room for hobbies in my life, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get a life full of hobbies. You're going to get time for yourself to fill your own cup. I did that. And at first, I couldn't do it a lot, right? I just told my husband, once a month, I'm going into New York City and I'm taking a hip hop yoga class with my cousin and I'm going to brunch. That's my hobby. And he was super supportive. He's like, you need a hobby. I'm so glad you're finally going to do something for yourself, Karen. Bravo. Go. I got the kids. I got the house. Just go. And then I was like, oh, I like this. This was fun. How do I do this more? Oh, okay. I can't go into New York City every week or every other week, even. It was a lot, right? And I still had little ones. And I thought, well, I can do this online. How can I do this online two or three mornings a week or at night or on the weekend? And next thing you know, I've got hobbies in my schedule regularly because I made the time for it. I set the boundaries, and I, quite frankly, was no longer willing to tolerate a life that didn't allow me to have a hobby in it. It is that easy. It really is. You just have to set the boundaries. So I'm inviting you to do that today. If a hobby would add enrichment and fun to your life, go do it. Why not? And it doesn't have to be your normal hobby, right? I mean, not that hip hop yoga per se is super normal, but yoga is pretty normal, right? But maybe it's something totally off the wall. I don't know what that would be. But I'm sure you have something you're thinking of. You're like, oh, does that count as a hobby? Sure, it does. You make the rules here. All right. The next thing is mindset. And this may actually be one of the biggest reasons that people aren't having fun because everybody is so worried about what others are going to think of you. Well, what will people think of me if I go engage in fencing or some hobby, right? What are other people going to say about me? If I laugh in this business meeting, are people going to think I'm not taking my job serious? No one else at work ever has any fun. Can I, like, am I even allowed to do that here in this office? And sometimes it can feel like that. But what if everybody else is sitting around that office being like, I wish someone would just crack a joke for once. This place is so lifeless and horrible. Can you imagine? And then you get to be the person who finally cracks a joke and lightens things up. You get to be the culture change everyone is begging for in that office, but no one is confident enough or strong enough to speak up. That gets to be you. You get to change the culture. It starts with one person. That's how anything gets changed, right? One little person has an idea and it catches on. And then you make somebody laugh at the office. And now guess what? They're happy now and they go make somebody else laugh. And it's a beautiful, beautiful ripple effect. Most of us have been the victim of the opposite ripple effect. Maybe once upon a time, everybody was having fun in that office. And then one person came in, one cranky boss. Then they were nasty to somebody else. And then they were like, oh, you're gonna be nasty to me? Great. Now I'm gonna be nasty to this person. And that ripple effect happened. Now you get to reverse it. So stop worrying about what others are gonna think of you and start living your life for you. Start living a life that is fun, that excites you, that brings you joy. I want that for you. Okay, the last thing I want to share, and I know I just got done telling you to stop planning for it, but I also know we have a lot of type A personalities that listen to this show, and sometimes you have to make space for these things, okay? So I'm going to also invite you to create some space for fun in your schedule, whatever that might look like. I love to book a nice vacation, right? I try not to work Fridays. At very least, take a half day, right? Find time for your kids to play with them and do something that makes you feel young and like a kid again. I mean, that's like one of the best parts about having kids is you get to relive your childhood. And you get to sled and you get to go down these awesome slides at the indoor play places when you're way too big to be doing it, but it's just fun because you're like, oh, I've just got to go down with my kid. My boys are older now, they're 12 and 14, so I don't get to do as much of that. But, you know, I get to go in the backyard and play lacrosse with them and all these kinds of things that I didn't get to do as a kid because I don't know, I was always dancing. I had my dancing and cheerleading. I wasn't doing sports. So now I get to do that with my boys and live through them. And that's really exciting. And not in a like, oh, I want you to fulfill my unfulfilled dreams way, right? That's not really healthy. We don't want to go there. But we're just creating space for fun in our schedule, whatever that might look like. And if you don't have kids, that's okay. You're not exempt from having fun, right? I have a friend, she's single. Well, she's not single, she's married, and she does a bunch of biking, like off-road mountain biking on the weekends. She has like, this whole crew she goes with. So cool. Like she's always taking pictures and showing how much fun she's having. So why not create some space for something fun in your schedule? And you're gonna have to set boundaries and you're gonna have to block it out. And if you put it in the calendar, it's gonna be way more likely that it happens. I just did that this weekend. I told my son, I was like, I'm not working. I want to spend time with you today. You pick the activity, you pick the time, the place, whatever it is, and I'm yours. Like, you just tell me what you want to do. Let's have some fun. And he wanted to play chess, and I actually love chess. So I was pretty pumped. Like, let's do it. I broke out the chess thing. I'm like, you're getting so beat right now. I just want you to know that. Okay. Like, I am going to spank you. Not physically, obviously, but I'm going to beat him. And I did the first round. Amazing. Totally shut him down. Took me a while, but I finally got his king in checkmate. And then we played the second round and he shut me down in four moves, maybe five moves, four or five moves. And I was like, okay, all right, who's schooling who now? And but it was so cute. And it was such a fun and special moment. And he showed me how he did it and the behind the scenes strategy he had for how he was going to do it. And it was just such a fun mother-son bonding moment, you know, that if I hadn't made time and explicitly said, hey, we're going to do this today. What do you want to do? Let's do the thing you want to do. Then it wouldn't have happened. And if he's having fun, usually I'm having fun too. So what can you create space for in your calendar right now? Like actually, if you're not driving, go in your calendar and pick a time and a date. And even if you don't know what it's going to be yet, just put time for fun, just holding for fun. And then go back and figure out what you're going to slot in that space to have some fun, right? We don't want to always feel like we have to schedule it, but sometimes it's the only way to get it in as we start to learn to incorporate it. So there's nothing wrong with booking a time for something fun that you want to engage in. I'm super excited. And for those of you that are in the Facebook group, Successful Working Women Rocking Reinvention, come and let me know what you're going to do for your fun activity. What are you going to do? What's the change you're going to make? The fun you're going to incorporate? Let me know how you're going to actually put this into practice. Because I don't want this just to go out into the ether and fall on deaf ears, right? I want to really make sure that we are experiencing change. And a big piece of reinvention is enjoying life more and having more fun. And so we would be remiss if we didn't talk about fun and how we can bring fun back to our life on this show. Okay, I think that does it for today. Let me just recap real quick. Okay, we are bringing fun back by making sure we're surrounding ourselves with other people who bring fun and joy into our life. Pay real special attention to who you are spending your time with, and are they encouraging fun or discouraging fun? Stop feeling like you have to plan for it, like it always has to be something separate. Look for ways to incorporate fun into your everyday activities. Find hobbies to engage in that you love, that bring you fun and enjoyment. Fix your mindset. Stop worrying about what other people think about you. They aren't you. They don't live your life. They don't wake up and go do the things that you do. They don't feel your pain. They don't feel your happiness. So it doesn't matter what they think. As long as you're doing stuff that's legal and safe and healthy, then go have fun. And finally, create space in your schedule. And I'll just say this too, because I didn't think about this a minute ago. You know, when we're working in corporate and even in our own businesses, and we're on back-to-back meetings all day long, and we go from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting, from thing to thing to thing to thing, and we have no space or time to breathe, right? That's what I mean also by creating space in your schedule, finding breaks and times to decompress and to go have a moment of fun, whatever that looks like for you. If we don't have space in our schedule, it's really easy to fall into the no fun trap, right? There's very few things that are fun about sitting on back-to-back meetings all day. Hey, unless you really, really love the thing that you're doing. And even then, I don't know about you, but I'm like, oh, I can only sit in so many meetings and I need a change of scenery. I need to get up and walk around or do something different. So look to have space in your calendars, build out buffer zones, whatever you need to do. And go find a way to listen to that fun podcast that you love. Hopefully, it's the show. Like, watch that funny TV that makes you laugh, whatever it is. Like, find a way to build in slots for fun throughout the day, not just at night after work is over, or not just early, first thing in the morning, or only on the weekends. Hey, how can you integrate that throughout your day so that you're always getting this little burst of fun and energy? Okay, I'm rooting for you. Keep reinventing, keep finding ways to have more fun in your life because you deserve it. And life is just better when you're having fun. That's what I think. All right, thanks for being here today. Until next time, stay fabulous. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're inspired to take action by committing to one of the tips or strategies we talked about in today's episode. And if you want accountability and support, I've got your back. Join my private Facebook group, Successful Working Women Rocking Reinvention, today. You'll find a community of like-minded women waiting to support you, exclusive content, and helpful resources to ensure you succeed. Lastly, if you loved this episode, do me a favor and be sure to leave a review. Together, we can encourage more women to live their purpose. See you next time.